The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday, September the 26th, and I've got three really special people here today to tell us about the Columbia Crop Hunger Walk and 5K Run. Now, they all have something special to talk about. I'll introduce them one at a time. Right next to me, I've got Harrison Kiton. Welcome to Radio Friends, Harrison. The last time I saw you, you were playing a violin.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. Then we have Brad Boyd Kennedy. It's a pleasure to have you here, Brad. Helen Robinson. Mm-hmm. Now, who wants to tell us about what the Columbia Crop Hunger Walk is all about, 5K run?
I'll start, I guess. It's been going on for the for approximately 20 years in Columbia. We raise money to relieve hunger in the United States, abroad, and in Columbia. Last year, the event raised over $13,000. 75% of that goes to our umbrella organization, Church World Service, which has a variety of projects to relieve hunger and poverty throughout the world. 25% of it stays here in Columbia, shared by four agencies working to relieve hunger. Helen directs one of those, and Harrison is responsible for a big increase in the number of participants and the money raised because of an innovation he's responsible for.
That was last year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll continue this year.
Harrison Kiton, how old are you?
I just turned 17.
Okay. How and why did you decide to get involved with this project?
Well, Brad is my youth minister at Columbia UCC, and I was trying to find ideas for an Eagle Scout project. You have to do an Eagle Scout project before you can become an Eagle Scout. And I didn't want it to be the traditional project where it was like a construction project, a small building project. A lot of other people have built benches and birdhouses and
you
other community construction
right.
projects.
You wanted to actually reach out and help people in some
and
way.
Mostly start something that would continue year after year and that would benefit a really good cause. Mm-hmm. So he was talking about the crop walk one day, and I thought, well, I know my dad does triathlons and is really big into running, and I just kind of put those two together and thought, well,
oh, that's where the 5K run comes
in. Yeah, maybe we could just add a run aspect and get a totally different audience. And
so did you?
Technically, yeah.
So that brought in a lot more people,
yeah,
which meant it brought in a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it again this year.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you say to people listening right now? Can they just walk up and be a part of it that day, or do they register ahead of time?
You can pre-register ahead of time. There are flyers that we put out at Dick's Sporting Goods, MC Sports. If you ask them where the bulletin board is, there should be an ad there. And then if you go to Triathletics, Ultramax Sports, and
there'll be all that information there.
And Cycle Extreme.
But is there a website that people can go to?
What
is
yes. there a link to?
There is.
Yes, it's ColumbiaCropHungerWalk.webs.com.
And that will give you all the information that you need to sign up for this. Can you just show up that day and participate in it too?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Helen, you're here because one of your agencies has been a recipient mm-hmm. to the Columbia Crop Hunger Walk.
Uh-huh.
Tell us in your words what that's meant to you.
Oh, gosh, it's huge. We have been established since 2008, and 3 years ago, this was presented to me, and it has brought in numerous expanded projects like Thanksgiving baskets. We do winter for the homeless, aside buddy packs in the summertime, summer feeding programs, and it gives us funds to purchase basically produce and your perishable items, because we don't get a lot of that.
So if it were not for this crop hunger walk, you would not be able to help as many people as you do now.
Exactly.
It's and, you know, the thing is, so many of us who do not have to worry about food on the table don't realize what it's like when you don't know where your next meal is coming from.
Exactly.
And there are a lot of people here in Columbia, across central Missouri, a lot of young people who don't know for sure if there's going to be enough food on the table tomorrow.
Yep.
To meet their needs. So this is one event that can help out a great deal. How much are you hoping that you will raise with the Crop Hunger Walk?
Our goal this year is $20,000 and 200 participants on the day of the walk. We've got a ways to go. You know, the economy's still recovering, but we have a lot of support locally.
Yeah, but Central Missouri's got an awful big heart.
Yes.
So if you're looking for 200 participants, if you're interested in participating in this walk, how much do they pay to participate?
In the run, there's a entrance fee of $25, correct?
That's not very much.
For walkers, it's totally on a donation basis. We have envelopes that people can use to sign up, people who actually want to walk or just donate.
Then when people sign up, do they go and get they get sponsors for how long they walk, and they turn that money in?
Yes, exactly.
All right. So if you're interested in doing this, they want to raise $20,000. And you want to have at least 200 people. And Harrison, I would imagine you've got a bunch of your friends doing this, don't you?
Getting teenagers to run 5 kilometers is a bigger task than one might expect.
Yes, but if anybody can do it, Harrison, you can.
Yeah.
Actually, so go and get all of your teenage friends to be a part of this.
And their parents.
And their parents,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So the date is when?
Sunday, October 6th. The event begins at Missouri United Methodist Church across from Shakespeare's on 9th Street. 2 p.m., the mayor will address those assembled, and the run begins at that point, actually at 8th and Elm, goes down the Katy Trail and back.
Okay.
And there's two loops of the walk around central downtown area.
Hopefully you will have 200 people or more. And Harrison Kiton, Brad Boyd Kennedy, and Helen Robinson, thank you so much for coming by. Harrison, maybe you can bring the violin along to cheer people on.
Okay.
All right. Tomorrow, Joan Stack will be on State Historical Society. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sarah Harkins. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you'd like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Pepper P at missouri.edu. Bye-bye.